Okay, let's get into Parshas Korach, Tavshin Pehei, and we start off with the beginning of the Parsha. Korach trying to usurp the power that was given to Moshe and to Aaron. Vayikach Korach, takes, and again Chazal pick up on, it doesn't say what he took. Vayikach Korach, Rashi says, Lokach es atzmo, litzad echad. Let's first read the Pasuk. Vayikach Korach ben Yisrael ben Kos ben Levi, v'dasan v'aviram. B'nei Eliyav, Oon ben Peles, B'nei Reuven. As Rashi says a little bit later on, Reuven was close to Korach and the family. Oyle Rashav, Oyle Shcheino. But Rashi says, V'yikach Korach, Lokach ez atzmo l'tzad echad, li'yos nechlach mitoch ha'eda, lo'orer al ha'kahuna. He took himself to one side to argue on the kahuna. Zeo shetigam unkelis v'ispaleg. V'ispaleg, meaning he separated himself. V'yikach, he took himself, he separated himself. Nechlach mishar ha'eda l'hachzik b'machlokas. He separated himself from the rest of the congregation to be machzik, to stand up in machlokas. Look in the Eish Tamid. The Eish Tamid discusses, as we know, well known in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah tells us in the fifth paragraph of Pirkei Avos, call machlokas on the first line in source number one. Call machlokas yid l'shem shamayim, sofa l'iskayim, any machlokas that is l'shem shamayim, that is for motives that are appropriate and proper, and sometimes there are differences of opinion, so sovelis kayim, so that type of machlokas is going to last. But if it's a machlokas shelo l'shem shamayim, they're just arguing stam for other reasons that are not for ulterior motives, ein sovelis kayim, it will not last. And the Mishnah gives examples. Ezi machlokas l'shem shamayim, so machlokas hilo v'shamay. What's a machlokas that is l'shem shamayim? Hilo and shamay. That's all the ultimate machlokas of l'shem shamayim. That is hilo v'shamay. V'she'ena l'shem shamayim, so machlokas korav v'chol adaso. Obviously, hilo and shamay, we paskin generally, like beis shamay, but even hilo and shamay, the earlier, that machlokas l'shem shamayim. It was to get to the ultimate truth of the Dvar Hashem. But she'ena l'shem shamayim is machlokas korach. The Choladaso, Korach and his congregation. And all the Mefarshim on Pirkei Avos ask, I once heard, which Sefer do we have more commentary on than any other? So the two greatest, the two that span the most Mefarshim is the Haggadah and Pirkei Avos. We have more Mefarshim on the Haggadah and Pirkei Avos than anything else. So here, all the Mefarshim ask on Pirkei Avos, I don't understand. Machlokas, Shammai and Hillel, I understand. Those, they're both on two different sides of the Machlokas. But Korach v'Chaladaso, they're on the same side. Then it's Kasha Mefarshim. B'tchilas HaMishnah Hizkiratan Es HaMachlokas Hilo V'Shamay. V'yachein Hilo V'Shamay Yoachokim. I understand that. They're arguing. Ulam B'sof HaMishnah Kasha Medaber B'inyin Machlokas Korach. But the end of the Mishnah, what it says, Korach, Lashon HaMishnah Hu Korach V'Adaso. V'tamua, and that's a wonder. Why? Ki Machlokoso Shel Korach Hoise in Moshe Rabbeinu. The Machlokas, what with Moshe, V'haylo Tana Leftov Zu Machlokas Korach Moshe Rabbeinu. Korach Moshe V'Aaron, Korach V'Adaso are on the same side. So what exactly is the pshat? See, he quotes from the Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif quotes one idea on this online 11, you see, Zu machlokas korach v'chaladaso lo hizkir tzad sheni shel machlokas shei Moshe v'Aaron. It doesn't want to mention the second side. K'mo shezachar v'chaluka rishon beis tzadim l'fi shebekan einim shavim. Because here they're not equal. Shei Moshe v'Aaron kavanasam l'shamayim haisa. One side was l'shamayim. V'lo haisa b'hem shum b'china shelo l'shem shamayim. So what are you going to say? This was a machlokas shelo l'shem shamayim. Moshe and Aaron were l'shem shamayim. So you can't say them when you're describing a machlokas shelo l'shem shamayim. You can't say Korach Moshe because Moshe was l'shem shamayim. So you can't say Moshe. Says the Malbim though, he quotes Hamalbim on line 17. The Eish Tamid quotes the Malbim a different shot. Vayikach Korach. And we have a Malbim is more well known for his commentary on Navi, but the Malbim also has a commentary. Starts with Ta in the Tanakh. Starts with Torah. So says the Malbim. I'll give it to you from here because he quotes it. Hine amru chazal ba'avos, kol machlokas shel l'shem shamayim sofa l'iskayim. Kol machlokas shel l'shem shamayim ein sofa l'iskayim. Ezi machlokas shel l'shem shamayim zu machlokas hilo v'shamayim. Machlokas shel l'shem shamayim korach v'chol adaso. Hayirai lomar machlokas korach u'moshe. Same question, he asked the Malbim. Ulam, line 23. Chazal limdunu shamachlokas shel l'shem shamayim kol kat mishtei tzadi hachokim misachedes ba'atzma. Usually when you have a machlokas, two people, the two parties on the same side are unified. Kikula miskavnim l'tachlas achas l'shem shamayim. Because they all, are connected. They all trying to get one kavana, one tachlas. That's their goal. Ula machlokas she'ena l'shem shamayim rak mipnei avas hakavod avas atzmo. But a machlokas that's not l'shem shemayim, that has personal negias, taivas, looking out for one's self aggrandizement, even the two on the same side, they're not going to have an achdus amongst them. Because each one of the individuals are only out for their own kavana. Even if they're on the same side, they're not connecting with one another. So forget that I'm against A and B are on two opposite sides. But even if C is with A and C aren't connected. Because I have one kavana, you have another kavana. Korach and his Ada, they weren't. You know why it says Korach Adaso? Because they were on two sides. It looks like they're on the same side against Moshe. But even within that side, they're against. Because it's a fake achdus. When there are different kavanas, that's not really achdus. Ki kol echad meha'eda hara'a hazos is kavin kavana acheres misagedes luzulaso. Each one had wrong kavanas. Shine Korach ratza bekuna gedola. Korach wanted he wanted to be the Kohen, right? He was upset that, right, he was jealous that Moshe Rabbeinu had given it to the youngest brother's descendant and to be the Nasi, and why Aaron. Amnam, next page, source number two, Machlokas Dustin Vavirim Vom Ben Pelas, they had a different kavanas. Who in Yanacher? Shehem is flown all Shinitla Habachora Me Ruvain. Right? Why do you take the Bachar from Ruvain? Right? They're the firstborns. The fi Mashu Ruvain Habachar. Roy Shitesimen Hamalucha Vakuna. Right? That was lost. Right? In Parshas Vayachi. But they're arguing, not fair. Ruvain Bachori Ata, Yeser Seis Vieser Uz. Remember Rashi quotes there. Kahuna and Malchus. Seisukuna Vosum Hamalucha. Vizlonanu Alshinin Abakuna Vodas Hashem Lusheva Levi. Vamlucha Vikdima Batagalam Begun to Yehuda. So they were upset. Korach, each one of the ones on the side, it wasn't really Achdus. So it's so ironic. When it comes to Shammai and Hillel, they're on opposite sides, but they're really on the same side. Korach va'adaso, they're on the same side, but they're really on opposite sides. He doesn't say this, but I think this is what he's pushing. Shekorach, lokach lo tainis la machol kuso, mashu ben Yitzhar ben Kas ben Levi. Shachar she Yitzhar hu ben Sheini la kahas, as we saw, he should get the kunu gadola. Vidasam avir, menei aliyah vohen epelatim lochu tainos, shel machol kusam, bibnei shein bnei ruvein. Vayikach, each of them took something for themselves. So it looks like they're on the same side, but they're on different sides. So that's the godless of this pshat. Machlokes, l'shem shamayim, they're really on the same side, but they have different views. Machloke shalol l'shem shamayim, they're really on different sides. But it just looks like they're on the same side because the lamaisa, what they're saying, the totsah, the last step, is something that connects them. That is all number two. And finally, b'derach nosefes dir Eliyashiv, the last thought. So he quoted, we had from the Tosfos Yantiv, was one idea that you can't say machloka shalol l'shem shemayim is Korach u'Moshe, because Moshe was l'shem shemayim. Number two, you can't say that, you say Korach va'adaso, because they themselves weren't on the same. That is a machloka shalol l'shem shemayim, even within them. And now number three, b'derach nosefes yiras Eliyashiv, he says, tihine miyad kasher shamu Moshe va'aron is dvarav shal Korach. Right when Moshe and Aaron heard, Nomar vayishma Moshe vayipol alpanav. Right, it says Moshe fell on his face. Because of our Ramban, we'll have to get to this Ramban. Get this Ramban a little bit. But he quotes the Ivah Panavlo vayiplu Aaron Akoin. Aaron was biktusha. He just kept quiet. Aaron was mekabel kaim ziris melech. We'll see that Ramban by the Shem inside. But lefi zeh line 17. Ef shalom arshigam Moshe Rabbeinu chashav kikorach gadol mimenu. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu himself wasn't even arguing with Korach. When Korach was a Bikeach, and Korach was a Talmud Chacham, Moshe in his Anava. Yes, the attitude that he thought about Korach was terrible. Korach was terrible, and he's undermining, and Moshe Rabbeinu asks for a nes. But did he argue with Korach's merits? V'im came Moshe Aaron klalo hayu tzan b'machlokazu. It wasn't even a machlokas. V'loz vachu im Korach klal atanaso. Did they argue that his tainas were wrong? Kimitzi damayimu mevatrim gam kein al anaga. They would have given up the anaga. But they're just doing what Hashem said. So it wasn't even a machlokas. Korach said this, and Moshe and Aaron said anything. Moshe Aaron didn't say anything. That's why you can't say machlokes kar. You can only have machlokes if the two sides are expressing something against each other. But here they weren't saying anything. Bemes Moshe Aaron lohayu kar betocha machlokes v'karach levado hayanechlak aleihem. And therefore based on the Ramban, says the Eish Tambid, that's why it didn't say Korach, Va'adasa. Fine. That is first thought. We continue. Continue with something that we mentioned a number of years ago, more than 10 years ago, but it's something so, creative and worthwhile that we're gonna see it again. So, Korach gathers the people, and what are they called? Nisiei Eda, Kriei Moed, Anshe Shame. So who are these special Kriei Moed Anshe Shame? So Rashi goes part of it, but the Gemara Sanhedrin, you have it there in source number 3. The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud. Miyukumu lefnei Moshe v'anashim b'nei Yisrael chamishim u'masayim. Miyuchadim sheb'ed Kriei Moed shehayu yodim la'aber shanim v'lekvo achadashim. Kriei Moed means members of the Sanhedrin. Members of the Sanhedrin that they know how to set the years and the months. Anshei Shem Shehayah Lahem Shem B'chol Ha'olam. Number one. So one question, as we'll see, what's the emphasis that Korach brought all the greatest leaders? He brought the Sanhedrin that knew how to do Kiddush HaChodesh. Why did he say he brought the Sanhedrin that knew how to do Dinei Nefashos? He brought the Sanhedrin that knew how to do a lot of elements and powers that the Sanhedrin has. Why focus Dafka on that one? That's what the Ber Yosef, question number one, he asked on the top left of the column. Ready? Close that Gemara. Ulama line 4. Mashama kriye moe, shayyodim la aber shanim. V'lekvo achadashim, shezeo be'etzem prat echad begod liyidiyasam. This is one detail. One detail in their knowledge of being koveh v'chodesh. Hanu shayyidu gamkin la aber shanim v'lekvo achadashim. What's the nekuda? V'nira debala hodiya lanu gam bazeh. Something about Korach's power. Korach Dafka wanted to use this power that they had to be Koveh Chadashim. Ma kavana bazeh? Question number one. Question number two. Question number two. If you go back to the bottom right now, put the Rashi on the word on Boker. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu falls on his face, and Pasuk Hey, he says to Korach and his Eda, Boker v'yoda Hashem es Hashelo. What's the Boker? So Rashi quotes Boker. Number one, he says, "Ata a shichras ulanav lo nachan lekros leheraos lefanav." Okay, one shot. But then a little bit later on, Rashi says, "Umedrasho boker amar lo Moshe gvulos chalak hakadosh baruch hu ba'olamo." Hashem set borders in His olam, natural borders. Yecholam atem lahafoch boker laerev. Could you switch morning to evening, night to day? Kein tuchlu levatel azeh. You can't be mevatel Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen is separated, is designated like day and night. Shenemar vayerev, vayivoker, vayavdel. Kamein v'kafa yibadel aharon lahakdisho, the pasuk of Divrei Hayamim. So, boker. So again, what's Rashi driving at? Right? The boker, comparing Aaron to day and night? So those are the two questions. What is the emphasis of the Sanhedrin being ma'aber shanim and lekvo chadashim? And what about the idea of boker? Vihine line 11. Now we got it in the left side. Bemes yish lahavin. Eich haya efshar lo lekorach. Lavova lachlok ala kahuna. How is it possible? And what was Korach even thinking? And anybody would be convinced to argue on the kahuna. Bitaina with the complaint ki kol ha'idah kulam kadoshim uvisocham Hashem. That everybody is holy. Umadu atis nasuak ala Hashem. And why do you raise yourself up? If you're the Melech Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe had the din of a Melech, and Yoshua after him, or B'malchus, we know the source of it is the beginning of Sefer Yoshua. So, and you gave the kahuna to your brother. Right, Rashi quotes, everybody is Kadosh, everybody heard. Why are you taking it for yourself? They argue that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu all did it from his own das. Hashem didn't send him. Says the Ber Yosef, how in the world did Korach think that he could get away with this? It's a wonder. Hare kulam ra'u bebirur ki Aaron hu bechir Hashem. Everybody knew Aaron. Everybody saw. Remember what Rashi quotes in Parsha Shmini? only Aaron was able to do the Mishkan. Shekol shevasim yamiluim. Shemidu Moshe le Mishkan. Vishimishbo. Upirka b'chol yom. Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan. If you remember, every day of the miluim, put it up. Took it down. Put it up, took it down. Lo sharsa bo shchina, there was no asharas hashchina. For Yisrael nechlamim, the Bnei Yisrael were embarrassed and said, forget it, we're lost, Hashem is upset at us. V'yomrim l'moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, kol ha-torach she-tarachnu, she-tishra shchina b'neinu, v'neida, she-skapa lov on ha-egel, everything that we did, we spent so much time, still Hashem hasn't forgiven us. V'kach amar lehem zeh adav asher tziv Hashem, you'll see Aaron HaKohen, he's the one. Achi, kedai v'chashuv mimeni, he's more Choshev than me, Shaydi Karbonosav Avodaso Tishre Bachem V'teidu Shamakom Bacharbo. So Aaron HaKohen already showed. He showed, and the fire came down, and everybody saw. So Aaron already proved himself. So what was Korach thinking that Aaron's not the right choice? Skipping Ve'afilo Adi Ha'Avodah Shel Moshe Lo Shar Sashchina Ela Dafka Ayde Avodah Shel Aaron Imkain Heichaya Efshelo LeKorach Lavo LaHachish Adavar HaNora Hazeh. How could Korach think that he could be machish and contradiction? Nasa b'pumbi le'enik kol Yisrael, that it was done in front of all the Jews. Olo ora la kahuna, lo mar shemosha azakim yidaita. What was he thinking? So says Korach, unbelievable. What an idea from the Ber Yosef. V'yesh lomar bazeh on the bottom. Shetayna social Korach haisa da'amnam tziva Hashem es Moshe. Shiv nezecha me'en l'kohen gadol. Yes, Korach agreed that Hashem told Moshe to appoint somebody as the Kohen Gadol. Elo dekimach in ismana Aaron Lios Kuka Kohen Gadol. But once Aaron was chosen, it's a little cut off on the bottom, I apologize. Once Aaron HaKohen was chosen, Korach said, Moshe, you could have chosen anybody, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been maskin. The deal wasn't that you have to figure out which one is the correct choice. But whoever you would have chosen, Hashem would be maskin to, even if that wasn't the right choice. That's what Korach was bothered by. And turning over the next page, Aaron, Hashem, Moshe chose Aaron, and the fire happened. Moshe chose Aaron, and Korach was saying, but you know what? That doesn't prove anything. Moshe to this, but Korach is saying, it's just because you chose him. And I'll bring you a raya. Where else in halacha do we have a situation where the rabbis do something, and even if it's a mistake, Hashem says, maskin. Hashem says, I'll go along with it. Kriye moed. Ukadei l'chazik u'lohochiach tainas ozos. To prove and to strengthen this taina, lok achlo l'dugma v'hochacha, inyin shal ibur ashan v'kviyas achadashim. He proves, and he brings the setting of the calendar of the months and the years. He chose the people. He chose the Sanhedrin that know how to set the years and the months. V'yadua the Iber Hashan and Mikvias Hachadashim. Tzluyim Gam came. You know, we know that the calendar is dependent on Kefi Maasim Bikviusim Shal Abezdin Barashi Yisrael. Dependent on the Bezdin. Ukefi Shem Kovim Ba'omer Mekudesh Nasa Mekudesh. And it becomes sanctified. Rosh Chodesh Af Kishem Magdimim Oma'achrin. Even if they're mistaken. Even if Sanhedrin makes a mistake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Atem afilu shogun, afilu afilu mutim, it works! That's what Moshe is told by Korach. Korach's like, of course you chose Aaron and the fire came down. Because you chose him. If you'd have chosen me, it would have come down for me also. Shekin Amru b'Mishnah. Right, the story, so line 17. Maisa dugam liv Rabbi Yeshua. Remember the story of the great Tanoim. Shamal Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Kiva says, Yesh li lomod. Shekom ha shazur gam liel asui. If gam liel did it, it works, even if you argue. Line 25. Based on what they set, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim al pi kfiusam v'lo od. Remember, there's even the Yerushalmi, that even nature itself is subject to the whims and the decisions of Beis Din. That's what the Gemara talks about in the Yerushalmi, that if there's a girl that's 3 years old, and then Beis Din is Ma'aber, and she comes out that she hasn't reached her third birthday, then B'sulei Chozrin, even physical maturity is affected by Beis Din's decisions. And that's what Korach says now on the left side. That's why Korach took these rabbis. Moshe, you think Aaron's the right choice? No, look at these rabbis. If they say the wrong month, it still works. Aaron's not the chosen one. He's not. Imkein owes who? That's the sign. Shamnam bo bachar Hashem. Korach says no. Ki ein mizeh shum raya shekenu. There's no proof. Ela dekach midas Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is maskim lahaskim v'ligmar al yedei mishu mismane lios nasi v'rosh b'Yisrael. That was Korach's argument. I agree. Everybody was inspired, but he told everybody else. But it was all a fake. Hashem would have agreed to anybody. So how does Moshe answer this? How does Moshe answer this? So what does Moshe say? Turning to the next page, Boker. Boker v'yoda asashalo. Says Moshe, v'alzeh ha'isa tshuvasol shel Moshe Rabbeinu, go to the morning. What's the morning? What did Rashi quote? Right, you can't, day and night can't be blurred. Can't be blurred. Right, Rashi quotes it, but he quotes the full, the Medrash Rabbah. Amar le Moshe, line 4. Gvulos cholak HaKadosh Baruch Hu balamo. Hashem made borders in his world. Yecholam atem la'arev yom v'layla. Could you separate, mix day and night together? Some things are designated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no gray area. Hashem wants this to be day and this to be night. You can't mix. Bishul tashmisho shel olam. Ukshim sheivdo ben or ben achoshech bishul tashmisho shel olam. Hachiv di Yisrael ben ha'umos. Just like Hashem was mavdol the or and the choshech, so too between the nations. V'chulu. If yicholim atem la'arev osa havdala, shehivlo min arvad ha'choshech, if you can mix up day and night, then you can mix up this, and you'll put the lines between this appointment. Atem yicholim avat alazeh. If you can make day and night today, then you can mix this appointment. You can't make Aaron to anybody else. That shows that Aaron HaKohen is like the day and the night. Meaning it's designated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's no switching. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskim. It's like day and night. Right? V'hainu. Next paragraph. The Moshe Eshev Lahem Al Tanosam. Kahuna Eina Bibachinas Ibur Hashan Vekiyas Chadashim. No! Kahuna is not like the calendar. Kefishatanu Korach Va'adaso. Shaha Asiya V'haminui Nimsur Lebezdin. That they decide HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskim. No! Hashem decided! El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvodo Uva'atzmo. Bachar Ba'aro. And Hashem chose. V'hivdilo Lios Kodesh Kadashim. Chose them to be Kodesh Kadashim. Kevish Kodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levado. Bara Or V'achoshech. Hashem created day and night. Hashem created Aaron HaKohen. V'gvulos Chal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Balamo. Leboker V'erev. Uliyom V'layla. Hashem separated. Ukeshem. Last line. She'en B'yadeinu L'shanos Shinui. Kol Shu B'im B'yom V'layla. Just like you can't change day and night. You can't change that. You can't change it. I didn't give you the continuation. It went on for two pages. But in the continuation, the Rabbi Yosef says, and that explains that Gemara in Baba Basra, where one of the Amoraim was walking, and some Arab merchant takes him to a place between two rocks, and he says, listen closely. And he puts his ear, and he hears, Moshe Emes, the Saraso Emes, the Bnei Korach. And the Arab says, every month. And the Rashbam says, Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, they say Moshe Emes v'Sarasso Emes. Why Dafka, Rosh Chodesh and Moshe Emes? Because they're being misakin the chit of Korach. Their forefather, right? They have a high point. The Gemara says that they have a nispatzelahem, right? Makam Gavoa in Gehenim. So the point is that they're saying that it's Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh, Korach's argument was that Aaron's appointment was like Rosh Chodesh, and they're saying, no, Moshe Emes v'Sarasso Emes. It's not like that appointment. It's different. It's like day and night, and it's Kavua. Okay. So that is two major, the Eish Tamid, the Be'er Yosef. We continue now, getting back to what the Eish Tamid alluded to before. So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu fell on his face. Actually, we never did this Ramban before in the Shi'urim. It says, Vayipol Alpanav. Korach comes, and he stands in front of Moshe. Va'anashim, va'yikalu al Moshe v'al Aaron. They came against Moshe and Aaron, and interestingly, va'yishma Moshe va'yipal apanav. And Moshe hears, and he falls on his face. What was falling on his face? The Rashbam says, litfila, v'sham nomer lo masha amar l'korach. Right, so it's tfila, but you look in the Ramban, The Rabban is obviously bothered by what happened to Aaron here. It says they came in front of Aikalu al Moshe v'al Aaron, and the next passage just says what Moshe did. Aaron didn't do anything, says the Ramban. V'lo v'yiplu. Doesn't say they fell on their faces, as if Aaron didn't. Ki Aaron b'mosro b'musaro u'bikdushaso. Lo on a davar b'chalam achlagot azu. You look in the whole parsha, Aaron doesn't say a word. He's no geb davar. He doesn't want to get involved. He doesn't want it to appear that he's doing it for his own cover. V'hi kemachrish. Quiet. U'kemode shemalas korach gedolam yemalaso. Maybe he's agreeing, Korach, you're right, you should get it. You should get it. I'm only doing this because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told me. I'm not arguing with you. That's why the one of the Pshatim, it doesn't say Machlokes Moshe Aaron, because they didn't argue with him. But Vayipal Apanav, Aaron just stood there. Aaron was quiet. Vayidom Aaron. It's kind of like another Vayidom Aaron moment, right? He had it by Shmini, but another, right? Aaron is quiet when Aaron talks plenty when he needs to talk. Oiv shalom v'rodev shalom, right? When Aaron wants to be social, right? Aaron is social, and that is oiv shalom v'rodev shalom. But when he's not supposed to say anything, or when he feels his sidkus, right? He doesn't say a word. Fascinating. That's the Ramban. He's mekayim. Mekayim dir smelach. And the Rabbeinu Bachai expands on that. Rabbeinu Bachai, source of a seven, as often Rabbeinu Bachai expands on the Ramban. Lo kala baze Aaron she yomar vayiplu v'ze lagodel an v'sonuso u'musaru, his tremendous humility. Levi shahaya ikra machlokas lagun also, the ikra machlokas was about him and his kahuna. Aval Moshe ra'a elbon achiv. Moshe saw the embarrassment of his brother. The chas al kvodo. And he was very machped on his brother's covet. L'fichach napal al panav u'levado. See, he fell on his face. V'ulai. And maybe it was the power, right? The power of Nefilas Apayim. Nefilas Apayim zehenish Moshe l'korach l'chal daso. Nefilas Apayim in Chazal is a very powerful tefillah. We, for some reason, Tachnun has gotten a bad rap. And in some circles, whenever you can skip Tachnun, you know, it's great. And you know, a chassan is going somewhere for a minute, you'd have to go daven there. But really, Tachnun is powerful. Powerful, right? He quotes, remember the story of Rebbe Lazar, and Gamliel, and Tanur Shalach Noi, when we can't lomad Rebbe Lazar, Shehenish Lom Gamliel, Benefila Sapayim, Kemoshe Niskar, Besof, Perek, Hazahav, because there's power to Nefila Sapayim. Maybe it was this Nefila Sapayim that allowed for the eventual punishment of Korach. The Yadua Lakom Askel, Ki Hatechina Lamidas Hadin, Ubiyat Smol, Ki Hi Ayada Reuya Laze, Upasig Malei, Veschanan talks about the Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. I give you the rest of that. But this is the power of Yiplo Apanav, but the godless of Aaron. That is another Vayidom Aaron moment. But again, that doesn't mean that he never had anything to say. He had plenty to say when it was appropriate to say something. He talked when he was supposed to talk, and he was quiet when he was supposed to be quiet. Amazing personality of Aaron HaKohen. Okay, moving right along. So we go Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Vav. So Moshe says to Korach, Boker v'yodas ha-shalom. Boker, the next day, tomorrow, Hashem will show which one is his. Which one is the one chosen for him? V'yoda Hashem es kol ha-shalom. Right, the Ukla says, V'hoda, he will show who is the one. V'sa kadosh v'yakrivi lov. V'sa sheyiv charbo yakrivi lov. The one he chooses. Zos asu, and Moshe says, kuchu lechem machtos, take shovels and pans, butuba and eish, put fire in them, v'simolei and ketores, lefnei Hashem, machar, take ketores, put on the burning, v'haya. Ha'ish, ashe yivchar Hashem, hu akadosh. Moshe says, the one, the individual that Hashem chooses, he will be the one that is kadosh. Rav lechem b'nei Levi, you guys are doing too much. Too much. So if you look in Rashi, on Pasuk Vav, says the Rashi, right? So a little, we'll read the Rashi. I heard the following thought from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, and he quoted someone who said, beware the long Rashis and the small Tosfasim. Interesting line. But here he quotes in the following. So, Ma'ra lomer lam kach, why do you tell them machtos? So he said as follows. Right, the Goyim have many different priests and many different ways to serve their gods. V'kulam bein olam miskapsim b'baisecha. They go to their own temples. Anu ein lanu el Hashem echad, Aaron echad, Torah achas, mizbeach echad, kohen gadol echad. We have one. One Aaron, one Torah, one mizbeach, one kohen gadol. We have one kohen gadol. V'yatem atayim v'chamishim ish. And you're 250? What? You can't all have it. Mivakshim kahuna gedola? Afani rotze bekach. Halavai. That we should have many, but the way Hashem works is there's one position, there's one in the position. Kalachem, heilachem, tashvish chaviv mikol. Take this special precious avoda. Hi aktoris achaviva mikol akarbanos. The Torah that is so precious. You know it's dangerous. Nadav and Avihu were burned in this. Lefich achisur, and he warns them. What does that mean? He warns them and says, whoever is chosen has already been chosen. Kfar hu b'kdushaso. V'chein ein anu yodim shemi sheyivchar hu akadosh. We know who is kadosh. Elo amar leMoshe, arini omer lachem shelo titchayvu. Recognize only one of you is going to make it through this. There's 250 of you. Recognize one. Whoever is zakai is going to get out alive. And the rest of you are going to die. That's what Rashi says. So Rabbi Isaac Bernstein asked, so what were they thinking? There were 250 of them. Moshe says, only one of you is going to live and all the rest of you are going to be die. So even if they didn't believe in Aaron, what about each other? Like, how could they do this? How did they not, like, think a little bit and use basic logic? Moshe says, all of you, only one. Right? Again, what does it say? Ve'es ha-kadosh te'ikrivei lav. Ve'es ha-she'yivchar bo yakrivei lav. So what were they thinking? So he quoted the Rambam in Hilchos, Tshuva. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Tshuva, in source number 8, the Efshar, Sheyechta Adam Chet Gadol. Remember, this is the parak where I'm talking about Bechir Chavshis. The Efshar Sheyechta Adam Chet Gadol. O Chatoim Harbe. It's possible that somebody could violate such a chet. Ad Sheyitein Adin Lefnei Dain HaEmes. That the din will go in front of the ultimate judge, Hashem. Shayiya hapiraon mizeh hachote alachatom elu. The piraon, the punishment on this chait that the person did, umidaito shemonin mimenu atshuva. Part of the punishment, we're familiar with this regarding other people. Sometimes part of the punishment could be that Hashem will withhold the ability to do tshuva. Does that mean impossible? Or you won't have siyata d'shmaya. Again, even Menashe HaMelech ultimately did it. But you're not going to have any siyata d'shmaya. It's going to be very, very, very hard. It's going to be stacked against you. Hashem's going to make it very hard. Hashem's going to make it because part of your punishment, Hashem wants you to die and be punished for your sins. Hu shakadosh baruch hu omer lo. Al yidei yishayo. Now the Rambam quotes. And again, this is what the Rambam says about later on about Paro. Hardening Paro's heart. But before we get there, let's keep reading. Line 6. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Omer Adei Yishayo, Hashmein Leva Amazeh, the heart of this of nation has become fat. Vaznav Achbei, their ears have become heavy. Ve'inav Hosha, Pein Yira Be'inav, Uba Aznav Yishma, Ulvavo Yavin, Veshav Rafalo. Halavai they should do tshuva. Halavai. But they didn't, and therefore they're going to be punished with it. And if we skip four lines, right, the part that most of the time people who focus on the Rambam learn, skip four lines. What does it say? Line 12. Laficha kasuv batora vaniyach hazek azleit paro. That's why paro. Laficha chata me'atzmo tchila. He first sinned himself. Ve'heril Yisrael hagarim ba'artzo. So bad and so terrible. Havan ischak melo. Nasa nadin lemno min atshuva. So the din was to take away tshuva ashen nifram yimenu until he was punished. Lefichach chisek hakadosh baruch hu es libo. And then later on v'chein sichon v'chulu. But now let's go back to the psukim. This is Rabbi Bernstein's diak, line 8. V'chein hu omer. Where else do you have an example of this? The first one he quotes after the pasuk in Yishayo. Vayu malivim b'malachehu elokim. There are those that scoff. the angels of God, ubozim dvarav, and they disgrace his words, umitata'im b'nevi'av, and they make scoffing of his prophets, adalos chamas Hashem ba'amo, until Hashem's anger goes up on his nation, ad le'en marpeh, until there is no healing. That reference of no healing is this element of withholding tshuva. Klomar, chat'u b'rtzonam, v'hirbu lifshoa. They sinned, and they were so poshea achin ischaivu lemnoam en atshuva shehu amarpeh, until they were mischuyev to not have tshuva, which is the marpeh, which is the healing. Who is that referring to? Right? Those who are scoffing in the Malachi Elohim, and they make fun of him, and they scoff at his Nevi'im. So just Rabbi Bernstein, that's this story. That's this story of Korach. Right? And that's how, even though it doesn't make sense, what, right, 250 of you, only one of them, that Darki Atshuva was taken from them. It was taken from them because this was part of their punishment to go against Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen in the Midbar. You know, that can't be. That can't be. That's terrible. And therefore, Tshuva was taken away from them. Okay. So what happens? So Moshe says to them, this is going to be the test. And Moshe tries, right, it's not Machzor Machlokas, he tries to get them to come back. Moshe calls to Dasan and Aviram, Lo Nale, even if you blind us, where have you taken us? Lo Eretz of Aschal Avudvash. Moshe gets very angry. Moshe gets very angry. Al Tefen Al Menchasam, Lo Chamar Echad Mehem Nasasi. I never took one chamar, even if when I came to help. And Moshe says, okay, Korach, atavach ladascha. Moshe says to Korach, you be in front of Hashem and Machar with Aaron. So we know everybody takes their shovel. You'll put ktoris on them, and all the 250 men will take the ktoris, and everybody does it. So they did it. And they stood. Korach gathers the entire nation. Vayakel, he gathers everybody to be there. Right? Moshe says just you and Aaron are going to be there, and the 250 men. But Korach gathers the whole nation to Pesach Al Moed. Vayirik Vod Hashem Akol Ha'eda. Right? And the whole Eda is there. And all of a sudden Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, He Bazlu Mitoch, let's look at these psukim carefully. He Bazlu Mitoch Ha'eda Azos, separate from this Eda. Right? What did the previous Pasuk say? The Pasuk says Korach gathered the whole Eda. And the Kvod Hashem came to the whole Eda. Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, separate from this Eda. He bazlu mitoch ha'Eda azos v'achala osam karaga. Let me destroy them. Which Eda is being referred to? Who is talking here? Who is being referred to? Moshe and here vayiplu. Here's Aaron also. Vayiplu b'nei vayomru. Hashem, you can't destroy all of them. That's not fair. Kel elokei aruchos l'chol basar. Ha'ish echad yechtov akol ha'Eda tiksof. Hashem, come on, one person's gonna sin, and the whole Eda you're gonna get angry at? That's not fair. Hashem says to Moshe, Daber al ha'Eda lemar, tell the Eda, hey, alu misaviv, get away from Mishkan Korach l'san v'aviram. Moshe goes to l'san v'aviram, and they tell the Eda, separate. Wonders the Ramban. Again, Pashup Shad here. Pashup Shad here, understanding this conversation between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is going on there? Yesh lish'ol, says the Ramban. Let's try to analyze this. The Ramban is bothered and wonders what exactly is the conversation here. Yesh lish'ol, im Yisrael lo chatu, right, what is Hashem? Separate, he badlu mitoch ha'eda hazos. Was Hashem really going to destroy everybody at that time? And that Moshe Rabbeinu has to daven and say, please don't destroy everybody? Like, sounds like Avram Avinu with stone. That ha'ish echad yachtav ha'kol ha'eda teksof. So Yisrael lo chatu v'lo mardu barabam, if most of the Jewish people didn't rebel, lama haya ketzav aleihem, leimer v'achel osam karaga. So why did it say, I'm going to destroy them? In Pasach Chaf Aleph, if Hashem meant the whole B'nai Yisrael, why? V'im gam he mardu k'korach v'chadaso, and if they did rebel, and if it was everybody against, eich yomer Moshe v'Aaron, how did Moshe v'Aaron say, well, they're not guilty, miman afshach. If they were guilty, then how did Moshe Rabbeinu say they're not guilty? And if they weren't guilty, how did Hashem say they were going to destroy them? Says the Ramban, v'kasev Rabbeinu Chananel. Machlokes, says the Ramban, about Pashup Shat. Because Rabbeinu Chananel, he balu mitoch ha'eda hazos. Rabbeinu Chananel says, separate from this Eda, adas korach v'lo adas b'nei Yisrael. Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, separate from this Eda. Right, Pasach Chaf Aleph is talking about the Eda of Korach, not about the Eda of B'nai Yisrael. Hashem said, I'm going to destroy Korach. Vayomru elokei haruchos l'chol basar. And miyad, right now, right after that, right, the next pasuk, they say Elokei Ruchos, and they say, it's not fair. So says the Rabbi Nachman. Miyad odia Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe ki lo kol as bnei Yisrael bikesh l'chalos, aval ados korach bovad. It sounds like, says Rabbi Nachman, that Moshe and Aaron misunderstood. Separate from this Eden, they say, what do you mean it's not fair? And Hashem says, no, I'm only going to destroy Adas Korach. Hashem clarifies. Lefichach pirish lozesh sha'amarti hi badlu, that which I said, separate, hey, alu misaviv lemishkan korach dasan vaviram, hu sha'amarti lecha. Separate from them. Hizgum hey, alu misaviv ulak shiyiru korach v'edosa yeshuvu, edel dvarav. Says the Ramban, really? The enam nechonim. If it's only referring to Korach and three other people, Hashem wouldn't have called that group in Eda. Ki einam Eda ve'ein Yisrael betocham. Right, that's not an Eda. Va'aron im adas makri v'haktoris haya besochem bevoam. Va'od ki hibadlu ramaz l'mosh v'aron bevad. He's talking about Moshe and Aaron. And also, v'chalila Shelo Yavin Moshe Nivuas Oviyita, but Moshe and Aaron made a mistake. They thought Hashem meant this and not that. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a question about what was meant. Avalatam. Let me explain, says the Ramban. Ki mitchila haya. And this is again the Ramban going to Pashup Shad of the story. Ki mitchila haya leifa am achrei Moshe v'Aaron. Moshe and Aaron had the Am on their side. That's what happened. It was going on throughout until this moment. What did the Pasuk just say? Pasuk just said, Pasuk Yutes, Korach gathered, Vayakel es kol ha'eda. What did Rashi say? He went around convincing them. He was an amazing orator. Says the Ramban, V'gacher lochu Korach v'adaso, ishmach taso. When Korach and his Eda took their shovels, V'yasimu aleim katoris, V'yamdu pesach ol moed emoshe, V'aron, and they all stood there, and the whole Am saw 250 regal, important people, as Korach l'chol ha'eda, Korach says to all of them, V'yam aleim, keep a covered. Kula mumakani. You think I'm only here for me? I'm here for everybody. And look at us. We have the majority. The yetev adavar b'neim. And B'nai Yisrael started being swayed. At that moment, the nikalu kulam liros. Everybody came. Okay, maybe. Maybe let's see. Maybe we'll see if Korach wins. Ula yayasher b'neiho elokim. Maybe Hashem will, show favor to Korach. V'tashuv. Ha'avoda lebechoreihem. Maybe that vote is going to come back to us, the firstborns. V'zeotam v'yakal ha'aleim korach has kol ha'eda. That's what it means. Korach gathered them all. And that's referring to all B'nai Yisrael. V'hine nischayevu klia. And all of them were chayev destruction. Shahayu maharim achrei rabam. They maharim achrei shechina. They started wondering and having second focus about Moshe and about Aaron and ultimately about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at that moment, Klal Yisrael on some level were chayev klia. U'mevachrim al dinvuas navi. So when Hashem says kol ha'eda, it meant the whole Eda. But what does Moshe and Aaron say? They were convinced it's not fair. They weren't the instigators. And Moshe and Aaron will amit schus on them. Hu agoreim, for hu amefata osam. Korach was the instigator. Everybody else were the seduced. V'ra'ui hu sheyamas levado lefarsim ulahodiya ansho. So just Pashup Shad of the Pesukim, Machlokas, Rabbeinu Hanan, the Ramban. Ramban says, at that moment, Klal Yisrael were obligated because of the Hirhurim that they had at that moment. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to destroy them, but leaving open the possibility for Moshe Rabbeinu again to save the day. Says the, that's the Ramban. Good. Moving right along, two more thoughts. Let's try to get in there. So what happens? Hashem says, hey, alu mi saviv. But if you notice, a little different in the language of the psukim. First, the pasuk says, when Hashem says to Moshe to separate, daber al ho'edale mar, hey, alu mi saviv, mishkan adas, mishkan korach lasam aviram, separate from the mishkan. Hashem calls it mishkan korach lasam aviram. Moshe goes and tells adasan aviram, and he says, Surunu me'al ohalei ha'anashim ha'arashem ha'ela. Ohel. So which is it? Hashem says, tell the Eda separate from the Mishkan of Korach, and Moshe says, separate from the Ohel of these people. What's the difference between the Mishkan and the Ohel? So he quotes here from the Maril Harif in the Mayan HaShel Torah. V'tchila kori ha'kasa l'dirasa shel Korach b'shem Mishkan, source 10. V'ilu acharkach, I'm sorry, yeah. Ve'achar kach b'shem oel. Ma tamo shel davar. What is the difference? So Baram shitaso akosev shel korach hispata bazet korach's mistaken. Korach's mistaken opinion was expressed in the following: Shlohem min b'kedusha shel haprat. He wasn't focused on individuals. Right, kol ha'eda. It was the klal. Hu lo hisig es el hashras hashchina klalas. He believed in hashras hashchina, general, universal, including everybody. He didn't believe in specific kedusha. Av lo hishiv lo hisig she yiskenu yotzim min haklal gam ba'adam v'gam b'makom. Lashras kedusha miyuchedes yoser nala. He did not believe that there could be different types of people and different types of places. Unique makomos kedusha, unique individuals of kedusha. Lefichach hisnagi lekedushaso shel Aaron hakohen. Aaron's different. Aaron's no different. Vegam ol moed. What, the Mishkan's different? No. Hu amar ki kol ha'eda kulam kedushim. V'lo yitachin shetei kedusha miyuchedes yoser na'al shruya al adam echad. I don't think one person's got more kedusha than the other one. V'cheinu besocham Hashem. In all of them, Hashem is everywhere. Korach rejected higher kedusha in person and higher kedusha in place. Lafichach, Amar. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ein lanu ela." We read this Rashi before. Hashem echad, Torah achas, mizbeach echad, Kohen Gadol echad. There's one mizbeach. It's that special kedusha, and there's one Kohen Gadol. Lafisha kafar Korach bekedushas mizbeach, kamo bekedushas Kohen Gadol. He rejected. He believed in kedusha klalus. Kedusha klalis, hashras hashchina, hare eifa ledaito hayagam ma'ono haprati nechshav lemishkan. My tent, I could build a mizbeach there, and it's all equal. There's no special spot of kedusha. Lefichach, nom hazak rishon. When Hashem says, no, Hashem says, mishkan korach. Hey alu, Hashem says, ki kishem shem mishkan. Hashem used the Russian mishkan to teach me. No. There's difference. Mishkan, Shochein, from the word Shochein b'socham. Hashem rests his presence more in that spot. There is a Mishkan. Get away from, what does he say? Hey Alu, misaviv l'mishkan korach. Hashem is saying, I recognize the concept of makom kadosh. Ki kishem shemishkan Hashem haya hodos l'ashras hashchina hamyuchedes l'merkaz mashpia kedusha. Just like my Mishkan, Hashem says, has a certain level. There's difference than all other places. Mishkan is a special spot. So Hashem says, my Mishkan is a special spot, and your Mishkan is a special spot. Mine's the Tova, yours is the Ra. Get away from that spot, Korach. You have established your spot as a different type of spot, L'Ra, than everyone else. But that's the message that I'm trying to give you, that there's a hierarchy. There's a hierarchy, that's why Hashem uses that lashon. Moshe just says ohel because that's what it literally was. It was an ohel. But Hashem uses the word mishkan, even though mishkan, what do you mean mishkan? To allude to Korach his problem. To allude to Korach that there is a difference in that idea. And finally, one other thought, again, on the Pashup Shad of the Psukim from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. A shocking pasuk. A shocking. After this whole Moshe Rabbeinu, especially according to the Ramban, Moshe and Aaron, you know, defend Klal Yisrael, their Malamed Tzchus, and then comes the Nes that happens, and then you have Perek Yuzayin after they're swallowed up. What's the first reaction after the Ketores? Bnei Yisrael complain. Vayilonu kol adas Bnei Yisrael b'machras Moshe al Aaron. Lamer atem hamisem esam Hashem. You killed it. Your fault. We like read this and we cringe. Atem amisem es am Hashem. So the Aruch Chaim just focuses on it from one word. Vayilonu kol adas b'Yisrael mimacharas. They complained. Moshe v'Aaron lemar. Lemar is usually Hashem says to Moshe lemar. Hashem says to Moshe to tell B'nai Yisrael. Lemar means to say over to someone else. But so what does this lemar mean? Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Source 11. Tzarech ladas omro lemar. Acher shahatluna hi al Moshe ve'al Aaron. Ma makom lomar lemar. They said to Moshe and Aaron. They complained. Atem amitibs. What's the lemar? And you think Bnei Yisrael would say this to Moshe Rabbeinu? You killed them? They didn't say it. They didn't say those words. Ela amru divrei tlunos. Shekavanas klolas divreim atem hamitem. Sometimes you don't have to say it in order to understand that that's what you mean. They didn't say atem hamitem esam Hashem. But they acted in a certain way, and they used certain body language, I would add, that gave that impression. We talk often, and that's why it says, "Lasad Amar vayilonu v'kavanas tulunasam." He lemar, their body language, their words, lemar gave off that impression. Atem hamitem esam Hashem. Sometimes in life, it's not just about what we say, but it's about body language. Sometimes our children, our grandchildren, they could pick up on things, you know, that one of my children is very sensitive, like just the body language. Abba, you're upset at me. I'm upset. It's not about what you say. It's about how you act. And Bnei Yisrael acted in a certain way. Ki'ilu, they said, Atem hamitem esam Hashem. And that's number one. Od yirtzeh, another pshat. Beheir od, eich eis maros, eich us maros eneim lasos tluna Moshe belosiba. How'd they do this? Ma pishem achadaza, what did Moshe do wrong? Ma gamacha shero kamehishbal atzmol if he doesn't avirim. He lowered himself. He tried to get them to not be in the machlokas. You know what they were upset about? They said, Moshe, why do you have to do this? You had to get all of them to take the Ktores? Just Korach. Just like Moshe, you said it's only Korach's fault. So why the 250? Bnei Yisrael weren't upset at the most that the Korach, but it's just at Am Hashem, the larger group, and they were defending, but they were going against Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Emes Vasaroso Emes, and that's why the next pasuk says Hashem says to Moshe already enough Achalos and Karaga, and Moshe again has to daven. This parak shows the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu, but the patience of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, even though we said it recently, and we learned from two weeks ago's Parsha, Moshe says, I can't deal with it myself. But until the very end, Moshe was the greatest leader of all time, and Moshe Rabbeinu was never stopped defending us. And even if they knock him and they insult him, Moshe Rabbeinu loves us more than anybody else. And that's what we take out of many of these parshas and Bamidbar. Don't just focus on the complaining of Bnei Yisrael, but on the godless and the patience of Moshe Rabbeinu. If we ever start losing patience with anybody around us, a family member, a student, a friend, let's remember Moshe Rabbeinu, how much Bnei Yisrael did to him, and how patient he was, and always defended them against Klal Yisrael, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and any potential destruction that might take place. We should all learn another element from Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, we'll stop here.